Michelle Cusso, Jermaine Reed, Romaine Brisbane, Eric Gardner, Sean Bell, Abnadu Diallo, John Crawford III, Michael Brown, Isel Ford, Dante Parker, Laquan McDonald, Tanisha Anderson, Ake Gurley, Tamir Rice, George Mann, Matthew Ajabete, Frank Smart, Natasha McKenna, Tony Robinson, Anthony Hill, Maya Hall, Philip White, Eric Harris, Walter Scott, William Chapman II, Alexia Christian, Brendan Glenn, Victor Manuel LaRosa, Jonathan Sanders, Freddie Blue, Joseph Mann, Salvador Ellswood, Sandra Bland, Albert Joseph Davis, Darius Stewart, Billy Ray Davis, Samuel Du Bois, Michael Sabe, Brian Keith Day, Christian Taylor, Troy Robinson, Ashams Pharaoh Manley, Felix Kumi, Keith Harrison McLeod, Junior Prosper, Lamontes Jones, Patterson Brown, Dominique Hutchinson, Anthony Ashford, Alonzo Smith, Tyree Crawford, India Kager, Levante Briggs, Michael Lee Marshall, Jamar Clark, Richard Perkins, Nathaniel Harris Pickett.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Top of the morning, everybody. I am your girl, Frenchie B, and you're listening to another episode of I Can't Make This Up. So, the last song you heard was What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. That song is 49 years old. Can you believe it? Like, it's... And what has really changed in 49 years. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, that song was recorded in what, 1970? From June to September 1970, they started the recording and ultimately ended up finishing the recording in the Sound Factory from March 1971 to May 1971. That was released on May 21st, 1971, exactly a year before Biggie was born. Can you believe that? And I mean, that song just speaks so much volumes to right now. Almost 50 years, a half a century later, and we're still asking what's going on. So yeah, I have a few things to talk about. You know, I created this show because, and the title of the show actually, because I truly know that we have things in life that are unexplainable at times. I mean, they're explainable in their own right, but it just seems so outlandish that it can't be. It's like, say it ain't so. Like, this, did you make that shit up? Did you make that up? You know, and I wanted to, I'm a writer and I love the play on words. I love to write. My actual hat is PR. And, you know, one of my many facets is writing. And I love poetry, but I love to write creatively and also informatively as to, you know, the times, and also philosophically. I love to write. And that title is the play on words. Like, you know, so bad. You a bad mother. Shut your, you know, Shaft. I'm like, I was born in the wrong time. The wrong decade, I believe. The wrong decade. I was born in the early 80s and raised in the mid 80s, early 90s and beyond. And so I'm an 80s baby, but a 90s girl. So I have an old soul, you know, way even before I was even introduced to the music. But when I was introduced to the old school music, the 70s era, the 70s decade era of music, and even going back, dating back to some of the 60s, I found that I felt at ease, at home, in harmony with, you know, the records that was spinning, the music that was playing, like as if I had heard it before. So, you know, I don't want to go too aloof and too far out with it, because I can, you know, being as who I am. But I want to talk on some real topics today. And before I go and get into some discussions about, or just bringing up some topics, some real life titles and topics, and just speaking some real life truths, or think truths that resonate with me in my conscious mind, I want to get into a jam. You guys know I'm into, if you know me, you know I'm into the signs. And even though I'm not always getting along with this sign, it's very clear that they are near and dear to my heart. And we are in Gemini season right now. So I want to, you know, get into this jam with Kendrick Lamar, because I want y'all to know this too shall pass and everything's going to be all right. You know, but this one right here, it was very controversial. That's probably part of the reason why I love Geminis, because they are very controversial.
Motherfuckers are so sensitive. The whole country has turned into bitch-ass niggas.
My life, hard times like, yeah, bad trips like, yeah, Nazareth. I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the face down. Scheming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. With Pretty Pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I knew it's too late. Inside my face this all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a regal. Digging in my pocket, and a profit big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Big back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nights and my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted.
Atatiana Jefferson, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Alteria Woods, Jordan Edwards, Aaron Bailey, Ronell Foster, Stefan Clark, Antoine Rose II, Botham Jean, Pamela Turner, Dominique Clayton, Christopher Whitfield, Christopher McCorvey, Eric Reason, Michael Lorenzo Dean, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd. Hey y'all, I'm back, and I hope y'all enjoyed that classic cut by none other than Kendrick Lamar entitled All Right, because we gonna be all right. Don't worry, we gonna be all right. So I want to get right into it, and I want to touch on a few topics. The first thing is, first, before I go any further, I want to say a special I love you and a happy birthday in heaven to Man, okay? And I want to say I love you so much. We miss you. It's been 21 years since you've been gone. Today is your birthday. And There's not a day that I don't think about you. So, you know, with that being said, I'm gonna move along. Okay, and FYI, he did not die at the hands of a police officer. He died in a black-on-black incident. Someone he grew up with that should have been more like a brother to him took his life. Okay. So anyways, I want to get into a few videos, actually. The first one, it's Fannie Lou Hamer, all right? And these are directly from Instagram, all right? And this one is from @ReaganGomez, okay? Or Reagan Gomez. I'm so sorry, Reagan. I'm a little delayed right now because I do have a lot on my mind. So forgive me if I'm pronouncing anyone's names wrong or if I left anyone out in the roll call from earlier in the intro of the show. But yeah, so this is Fannie Lou Hamer in 1968.
It's drenched with our blood because, you see, so many of our ancestors was killed because we have never accepted slavery. We had to live on it, but we've never wanted it. So we know that this flag is drenched with our blood. So what the young people are saying now, give us a chance to be young men, respected as a man. As we know, this country was built on the black backs of black people across this country. And if we don't have it, you ain't gonna have it either, because we gonna tear it up. That's what they're saying. And people, I don't see why they don't understand. They know what they've done to us. All across this country, they know what they've done to us.
America really is an ethnic society. And I live here in New York now, though I come from Texas, and New York has always been talked about as a melting pot. It really isn't a melting pot. We have Jews, we have Italians, we have blacks, we have Puerto Ricans, a variety of other cultures that live side by side with each other, not always happy with each other. But if we're talking about change, whether it's a change of the style of the government or an absolute change in the nature of the government to a socialist society or whatever other society, I think the thing that is fundamental to it, if we as black people are going to talk about change, one of the first things we need to do is develop some unity within ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean that all black people have to speak the same language or have the same philosophy, but we have to learn to communicate, and I think we are, in a large measure, learning to communicate with each other. And we've got to develop coalitions with others because we are a small minority. We have great power, however, if we can unite our minority with other minorities, because there are other groups of people who would wish to move in the same direction as we wish. So it doesn't make me any difference whether we're going, if I thought tomorrow we could stage the revolution and the revolution would succeed, I would give leadership to it. That is a revolution by whatever method. But at this structure in our development, I believe the kind of revolution that is going to take place is a social revolution without bloodshed. And if this is to be so, one of the first things that must be accomplished is that black people, poor people, must unite themselves and then join forces with others.
Please wake up.
In a game of chess, everyone has their place. You have pawns, you have knights, you have rooks, you have the king, you have the queen, and you have the bishops. And the whole game is basically the art of war. You know, how to take over another side's board. You know, how to take over the entire, how to monopolize all the spaces on the board. That's what it's all about. And everything is in black and white. And the reason why, it's because I gather it's easier to monopolize if it's just two colors against each other. Because I don't know if people notice that the word black does not classify your ethnicity. I don't know if people recognize that or understand that in its entirety. And what the word black and white, what the words black and white truly and truly mean. So I'm going to go ahead. And the reason why I'm touching on specific topics is because, you know, I grew up in a household that challenged me and challenged my mental and I was not allowed to just take things for face value. I was always implored to go and do my own due diligence, regardless of what I was taught, to try to figure out and do the cross-referencing for myself, you know, and do my research and not take things that people say and just run with it. So just follow me. Okay, I'm going somewhere. I'm coming to a point. So in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and this is part one of what's going on, by the way. This episode is called What's Going On, Part One. So I'm going to come back and I may have guests and I may not have guests. I'm not sure, but I'm going to come back full circle and touch on the first topics, which is in this show, and we're going to elaborate. But for now, I'm just going to go off of this one definition from this one dictionary and this one citation. So black is an adjective, by the way. All right. In the Queen's language in English, because I don't know if you understand that this is the Queen's country. America, the home of the brave and the land of the free, quote, in quote, heavy quotes, all right, we speak the Queen's broken language, as a matter of fact. We don't even speak so-called proper, correct English, but we are really supposed to be identified as Englishmen, because we speak English from the land of England. From the country of England, all right? But okay, so black is supposed to be an adjective. And the definition of black, they have many definitions, by the way. The first one, of the color black, okay? Or black, or of or relating to any of various population groups having dark pigmentation of the skin, which they say are black Americans. Now, black Americans, meaning that's the word that America chose for our ethnicity. All right? Okay. Or of or relating to African American people or their culture. All right. And that's just crazy. So a black college, black pride, black studies, playing for the black team, dressed in black. So I'm going to just touch on tops. I'm just throw words out there. Antifa, they're dressed in black. So are we supposed to, and Antifa, by the way, is short for anti-fascist. Okay, and are we supposed to, so if that's the case, anything or anyone in black, dressed in black, of black, playing for a black team is black, all right? And this is why the play on words and the understanding of definitions when you speak and when you understand and when you interact is very important. It is so, so important. I can't express how important it is not to just follow the leader and to do your own research. Because a lot of people for Blackout Tuesday that just passed, they blacked out their screen And I know their hearts were in a good place, I'm pretty sure. Not knowing who even started this thing. They just saw a post up. You know, they didn't know who started this movement. And as a matter of fact, Black folks did not start this movement. It was an article in the New York Times. And they basically, and I can't make this up, okay? By the way, you can go and fact check everything I'm saying. They basically said in lieu of what was going on and all the police brutality, that we wanted to take a day of solidarity to black out and your screen and post black squares on your screen for the day of Tuesday. But that paused our movement. And most people don't even understand that. That paused our movement. That paused the momentum of us. It filtered out all the information. They had time to remove posts and flag posts and do a lot of fuck shit to what we had, to the journey and the footsteps and the placement that we were going. We were making movements. People were going live. People were talking. People were exchanging information. People were posting information. And for me, I am like the Silver Surfer. Another Gemini. Free Max Bigavelle. Free Bigavelli. I'm screaming, free him so they free him. You heard? And he says, he has a video that's out that says, if y'all niggas is doing something, I'm doing the opposite. If y'all going up there, I'm going the opposite way. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I've always been a black sheep. And in that sense of not in color, like pigmentation, because I'm brown. I'm melanated and brown. But when it comes to making a statement and standing out from the norm, okay, and overseeing and overdoing what other people are doing, I'm going to stand out. I'm the black sheep. All right, because I don't want to be like you niggas. I'm not like you niggas, and we are not the same. And I'm just gonna keep it real. And when I say you niggas, I don't mean niggers with an ER. I mean with a GGA, and I'm speaking in a term of endearment. Whether you like it or not, or you accept it or not, I really don't give a shit. My thing is, this is me. Accept me. If you don't, that's your business, not my business. And it don't make me any difference. So let me go on with the definition. So the fourth definition is dirty or soiled, hands black with grime, characterized by absence of light. So a black night is the absence of night. So basically, the absence of light. So basically, black could be characterized as the absence of light, reflecting or transmitting little or no light. Black water, served without milk or cream. Black coffee, old-fashioned, literary, thoroughly sinister or evil, wicked. When the king heard of this black deed, in his grief and rage, he denounced relentless war against his barons, indicative of condemnation or discredit. Got a black mark for being late. Heavy or serious, the play was a black intrigue, connected with or invoking the supernatural and especially the devil, black magic, the black arts. Very sad, gloomy, or calamitous. Black despair, marked by the occurrence of disaster, Black Friday, characterized by hostility or angry, discontent, sullen, black resentment filled his heart, distorted or darkened by anger, his face was black with rage, having dark skin, hair, and eyes, the Black Irish, chiefly British, subject to boycott by trade union members as employing or favoring non-union workers, or as operating under conditions considered unfair by the trade union. A ship that was declared black by the union, of propaganda conducted so as to appear to originate with an enemy country and designed to weaken enemy morale. Black propaganda is the business of going to elaborate ends to spread half-truth, misleading or downright false information to get your enemy in trouble. Characterized by or connected with the use of black propaganda. Characterized by grime, distorted, a grotesque satire, black humor, or relating to covert intelligence operations, black government programs, having a very deep or low register, a bass with a black voice. One, a pigment, definition of black, a pigment of dye or of the color black, a black pigment or dye, especially one consisting largely of carbon. Definition of black, a chromatic color of least lightness, characteristically perceived to belong to objects that neither reflect nor transmit light. Walls painted black. Something that is black, such as black clothing, looks good in black. A black animal, such as a horse. Okay? A person belonging to any various population groups having dark pigmentation, African American. Okay. Let's see. All right. So what is synonymous to black? Synonymous adjectives to black is ebony, pitch black, pitch dark, pitchy, raven, sable. Nouns are blackness, candlelight, dark, darkness, dusk, gloaming, gloom, murk, night, semi-darkness, shade, shadows, twilight, umbra. Now, for the antonyms, the one adjective, antonym adjective is white. The opposite of black, of course, is white. And now, for the antonyms, the nouns is blaze, brightness, brilliance. That's the opposite. The antonym is the opposite of the synonym, opposite of what the word means. When it's synonymous, it's alike. When it's an antonym, it's totally the opposite. So they're saying blaze, brightness, brilliance, day, daylight, glare, glow, light, lightness is the opposite of black. So when I'm explaining all of this to you guys, I want you to understand the reason why we've been painted into a corner of desolates. The reason why we can't get out of this stereotype and this stigma is because of the definition, okay, of what black is to America and to language and to people dissecting this language. Black and its definition is separating us further and further away from the aboriginal descent of who we truly are. Black is not an ethnicity. It is a color. Okay? And so with that being said, I want to continue on sharing something else with you guys. And because, I mean, I could go even further. I'm going to, when I come back for part two, I'm going to have something great for you guys. Part two is going to be out of here. It's crazy. So, I want you to hear an Aboriginal Australian woman, the mother of a man, and I got this from Angelo_Pinto_'s page. This is the mother of David Dungay Jr. Okay, And I believe he also was murdered. Please don't write that in stone right off the bat, because I did not do my research about that. I should have. Forgive me, but I did not. But this lady's, the way she spoke captivated me, in the sense that she's talking about an Australian man, and she's not stating in one moment that she's black or he's black. She's stating that we are the Aboriginals. She's stating that, and she's dark, but she's not saying I'm black, we're black. And as far as I can hear on this clip, so I'm gonna play it. This is the mother of David Dungay.
So I'm marching, and I'm a Dungutty lady, and my son was a Dungutty warrior, and I'm marching for my son, and nothing's stopping me, and I don't care if they're gonna shoot me, or they're gonna use a fixiliation ale, or what do you call it, a taser, and they're gonna kill us on their own land. Come on, you can't do that to us. We are the law, and it's about time it swings around to the First Nation, and we make the law, where they can't kill an Aboriginal person ever again. So,
Benny Lee Tigner, Miguel Espinel, Michael Noel, Kevin Matthews, Betty Jones, Paul O'Neill, Quintonio LeGreer, Keith Childish Jr., Janet Wilson, Randy Nelson, Antroni Scott, Wendell Celestine, David Joseph, Callan Raquel Moore, Dyshawn Perkins, Christopher Davis, Marco Loud, Peter Gaines, Tori Robinson, Darius Robinson, Kevin Hicks, Mary Truxillo, DeMarcus Seymour, Willie Tillman, Terrell Thomas, Civil Smith, Alton Sterling.
Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Yeah, yeah. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm kicking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty. Yeah, yeah. I'm on Giddy. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool. Yeah. On my Kodak. Black.
every segment of our society that represents a power, you know, lever is represented there, except people, and particularly black people. And I think we should be about the business of aid coming together, not in specifics as to what our interests and goals are, but certainly in generality in terms of what we need to exist in this society.
Let me ask a question about your comment. Would it be correct to infer from your comments that you would suggest some attachment of a power mechanism for black people to the governmental apparatus as a solution to the empowerment of black people?
No, I think what I'm getting at is the acquiring of power within the black people themselves to affect the system in any way it needs to be affected in order to produce on behalf of the interests of black people. I'm not saying we should have a black agency. That's not what I was referring at all. I'm saying that every other ethnic group in our society has, by some means or other, acquired the power to move out of their depressed or oppressed situation, with the exception of black and brown. I think what I'm saying is that whatever that power has to be to move the government or move local structures, that's what we need to be about. And I think the vested interest should be the basis of our movement.
Mobile phone, but tell the cops can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. coming back after all these years. Right, tap, 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 tap.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm back, and this is your girl, Frenchie B, and this is I Can't Make This Up, and this episode is entitled What's Going On, Part 1. That young man that you just heard was Tupac Shakur, Tupac Emeril Shakur, and the cut was Changes. But when I tell you this man was before his time, he was like no other, and I don't even have to say that. Like, a great poet before his time, like ahead of his time, and everything he was saying in that song just needed to be said. And I think that's the reason why, you know, it's always God's plan and our goals. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we think we're planning things, and we think we have everything, our lives all mapped out. And like, I'm pretty sure y'all went into this year saying, yeah, you know, 2020 gonna be my best year. And I mean, I was the same way. I'm always the same way, with high hopes and aspirations, never thinking that this is where we would be in June, in the middle of 2020, feeling like so displaced and so naked, because you just don't know what to think and what to do and what to say. And it's just like, just stressful, you know, and in itself. But as I was saying before I went to the video with David Dungray Jr.'s mom, you know, she even said, not one time did she say, you know, I'm black, I'm this. She even, I can't remember the expression she called them, you know, but she said definitely that her son was a warrior. You can visibly look at this woman and tell that they are of the Aboriginals. Like, her pigment is very dark in color, but not one time did she refer to herself as black. And if you talk to people from out of the country, they will also tell you that there's an astigmatism with the word black. Because only black Americans, only brown Americans, shall I say, refer to themselves as black. Because that is the title that we were given to paint us into this corner. You know, to paint us into America's coloring box of color. And Dr. Jose Dr. Jose Pimienta Bay, he says, and I quote, "We are wedded to the term black. That is what keeps us mentally enslaved." Like, I'm paraphrasing at the end, but that's what I got from it. Like, he said, and I quote, "We are wedded to the term black." And he just doesn't understand why. And I said that that is what keeps us mentally enslaved. You know, I know it's a big thing. I know you might be thinking, who is this girl? Like, what is wrong with her? Why would she be thinking this? Why would she be even going along with this type of this track of thinking? She's crazy. Yes, I'm batshit crazy, but it's the crazy ones that change the world. Tupac was crazy, all right? For everybody, before he died, nobody was creating him as a martyr or painting him as a martyr. He was dope and everybody loved him, but it wasn't like the way when he died that everybody grew to love him so much. And when he was here, people was like, oh, he's just crazy. People that got to actually know him knew that he wasn't crazy, that he was phenomenal. You know, just ask probably Jada Smith, you know, just ask just pretty much anybody, Jada Pinkett Smith, like, just ask just about anybody that really knew him and who he was. You know, he was, I'm pretty sure if you ask 500 different people who he was, 500 different answers you're going to get, because that's a Gemini for you. But he was unusually out there, you know, because you cannot, in order to be, to make a scene, you have to be the Jack in the Box that pops out with something just crazy, outlandish. And I can't make this up, you know. And literally, like, I just feel like, you know, I know we want to make a statement and everything like that, and be all like, you know, wanting to be for a cause and everything. And that's great. That's freaking great. And don't get me wrong that I'm saying anything or denouncing anything about the word black, because black, even though the Webster's Dictionary and the English language speaks upon it in such a vile manner and paints it as just a, such a grotesque word, it's really not. And because everything began from black matter, okay? That's why I believe that maybe that was the inspiration too, as well as when the person came up with Black Lives Matter. But I don't think they gave it a world in their mind, in retrospect, about just the connotation that black, the word black just, it holds. Because I am more, I am M-O-O-R than black. I am more than black, because I'm more, I'm everything. I'm black, I have white, I'm black, I'm white, I'm everything inside within. We are all of that. If you do the research on the studies and even just like the old folklores of the Bible and the different tales that they took from us, mind you, that's what I just firmly believe. I believe that those stories in the Bible are our stories. His story, but our stories. And they told the tale of great allegiance and loyalty and a story of a people that they had to oppress. And they made certain corrections and amendments to those stories to keep us kind of just bogged down the way they wanted us to be. And how they wanted us to skew, how they wanted to skew our thinking. But if you take some of the stories, if you take all of the stories, majority of the stories, they have a running theme of allegiance and love and unconditionalness and unconditional love and giving back and triumph and strength to the oppressed. And, you know, when I tell you that we have to be making some changes in order, because if you listen, if there's no changes, things will, they will always remain the same, right? In the song that we just heard, he says things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. All right, if you have changes, there's things will never be the same. And this year proved to us immensely that things would never be the same, because things changed. Laws were passed. We didn't even vote on those laws. What about the laws that are being passed right over our heads? 5G and the laws of mask, having to wear mask and all of this stuff. And nobody asked us our opinion. So if it's a democracy, okay, because we're going to get into that too. But if it's a democracy and America is a democracy and it's about everybody making a choice and coming together and voting and making a difference, then why didn't we have any say-so about that? You know, How did they pass that law just right by us? What happened to COVID-19? What happened to the pandemonium of COVID-19? We were just talking about it a week before this happened with George Floyd. God bless the dead. You know, what happened to it? And it's just, it's so much. It's so many topics that I want to touch on. But I know I don't have that much time because I have to wrap this up, part one up very soon. But I have some trivia for you guys, okay? And I want to drop my IG handle, if you don't already know. My IG handles, first one is, my main page is at The Frenchie B Experience. The second one is The Real Black She-Ra. And I know, you're going to say, look at this idiot. She's talking about black is this. She's trying to undermine the word black. And she, that's her name. That's her handle. Yes, it is. It definitely is. And I'll explain why later on another show. Listen, guys, I'm not saying the word black is terrible, because, you know, even bad, the word bad or evil could be introverted and spun into a nice thing. I mean, Michael Jackson did that with the whole song, "You Know I'm Bad." And I know maybe that's not the right example that I want to come to, but to me it is. Shoot, nobody will ever change the fact that Michael Jackson is the baddest. He'll always be the baddest. And in the way that he was dope and he was good. It's an antonym to what his what he was. He was the baddest musician right next to Prince. They were two of the baddest to ever live, to ever have done it. It would never be another Michael Jackson. And when he said he was bad, he really meant that he was the best one on ever, the best one ever. So black could definitely mean the opposite, and it is the opposite, because it is the absence of all color. That is black. That is what black is, the absence of color. So that means what? It is not a color. It is not a color. Black is of carbon, and a substance of carbon, and it is found, is made of gases and all the things that is from the universe. And that's what we are, because before you are a star, stars are dark, stars are black, black planets, black gaseous planets, and they implode into each other, and then they ignite, and that's when we see them shining from above, is when they're burning up. They're already dead by the time we see them. But black is really everything, and that's another thing in itself. You know, it is everything and then some. But at the same time, I just wanted to touch on the reason why people are painting us into a corner. They are painting us into a corner because their English language and definitions denote what we are. Their definitions, everything is based on definitions here. And people take what you say for face value without understanding that you believe none of what you hear and half of what you see, you know, because, and 1% of what you see, because really, technically, you only, the human eye can only see 1%. So that means you're missing the other 99% of everything else that's going on. You miss everything. And you think you've seen everything, because you see something through your eyes and you're like, yes, this is what I saw. I know I saw this. Because think about it, before everyone saw the other parts of the video, of George Floyd's video, of that malicious man just looking in the camera, gazing and just being nasty and mean and just, oh my God, I just can't get the picture of his eyeballs out of my head. But like, before we saw the other part, we only saw the guy laying on his neck, and that's more than enough that we needed to see. But also, we saw the Asian guy to the side talking crap and getting at the other people. And then what else did we not see? We didn't see the other three officers that were on top of him. We also missed the whole book about him peeing on himself. That was pee coming from, I really believe it was, coming from the car, underneath the car, like just dripping out of the car. They did that shit so bad to him that he pissed himself, you know. And I mean, damn, you know, you didn't see that part is what I'm saying. And the only way that you could see that part is if you got another angle from another perspective. Another person was taping across the street. Another camera had to see something from the other side as well, you know. And we still haven't, we have yet to see every single camera and every single person. Hopefully there's other people with more footage. But the other footage that I've seen lately, that I saw this morning, I'm just not even going to go there just yet, because it's just too early to go there. It's just too early to go there right now about everything that's going on, you know. But I have some trivia. My first trivia is, when did the civil rights movement begin? And when did it end? Which amendment directly freed the slaves? Okay. What is the Emancipation Proclamation? And what year was it written? And then what year was it enforced? Okay, what year did it go into effect? So what date was it written, and what year, and then in what date was it enforced? Okay, then I also want to know, what was the first Southern state to abolish slavery? All right. Okay, and here's a clue. It was an independent state. All right. What was the first Southern state to abolish slavery, and what year? All right. Then the last thing I want to know is, can anybody tell me who it was that, what president was in place that wrote, that enforced the abolishment of slavery, and what party did he belong to? All right. Those are the things I want to know. And if you could come up with those answers, then we could talk. So I already told you my handles. You can hit me up in my inbox. I know you're going to probably listen to this and be like, she's strange, she's crazy, what the f*** is she talking about? I just want you to just reevaluate what I'm saying. I want you to listen thoroughly to what I'm saying. And I want you to do your own due diligence and your own research and figure it out and find out for yourself. And if you have any conflicts to what I've said, I want you to come and call me on them. You know, that's how I'll learn. That's how you'll learn. And that's how we come to a common ground. Okay, that's the reason why God made us each as unique as a fingerprint. Nobody is the same. Everyone is different, and for very good cause. So with that being said, I want to leave you with this dope song by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I need you all to wake up, okay? Wake up, 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 all right?
sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long. Make them happy before they pass away. Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Change it, just you and me. Help now.